Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Thank you for joining us. Today's text is taken from 2 Kings chapter 18 and we're reading verses 1 to 8.
In the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, Hezekiah, son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years. His mother's name was Abijah, daughter of Zechariah. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done. He removed the high places, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. He broke into pieces the bronze snake Moses had made, for up to that time the Israelites had been burning incense to it. It was called Nehushtan. Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, either before him or after him. He held fast to the Lord and did not cease to follow him. He kept the commands the Lord had given Moses. And the Lord was with him. He was successful in whatever he undertook. He rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him. From watchtower to fortified city, he defeated the Philistines, as far as Gaza and its territory.
Our focus is on verse 4. He removed, smashed, cut down, broke. No one can accuse Hezekiah of being inactive. Such was the level of idolatry in Judah that something had to be done. Drastic action was called for, and Hezekiah was the man for the job. Idols and their associated items were not just removed and put into storage. Everything was rendered useless or destroyed completely. Worship of the Lord was restored to its rightful place. Sometimes the same thing has to happen in our own lives. It's not enough to put things out of sight or take a break. Sometimes the hold something has over us can only be broken by drastic action. It can be difficult, but will bring freedom from slavery and help us to put Christ at the centre of our lives. So let's not put off what needs to be cleared out. Let's start today as the Holy Spirit prompts us. A prayer. Holy Spirit, as we review our lives, please show us those things that have become too important or have a hold over us, and help us to have the strength and determination to get rid of them and be committed to live in a way that honours you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.